Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of the N4G Radio. And with us this week, we have Gamus Kong.
Greetings, programs.
Yes. Also with us, we have somebody who makes an appearance every once in a blue moon. It is Killer Wolverine is with us.
Hey.
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 Also with us, we have Frustrated Fury.
Select the one to fight.
Oh, God.
I hate that song.
And we have John W.
Fuck yeah.
Unfortunately, we will have to send regards to Mike. He is under the weather. And
literally.
Wow.
He's in the middle of the Hurricane Irene.
Yeah.
Hopefully not so much in the middle as so much as dealing with the aftermath.
Yeah. And Wombat is in the middle of the party. He's at a birthday party.
Party!
Pot of time!
Pot of time. Excellent. Deedly, deedly, deedly.
Anyway. Oh, wow, old reference.
Hey, you know, I'm not no spring chicken.
I'm not no spring chicken.
That's right. This is America. I can say it how redneck. I want to.
That's right.
So.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Walmart.
Books.
Books.
That's all you need to know about America. Walmart.
Let's get started with Mr. Gamers Con. What you been fondling this week?
Unfortunately, due to some circumstances, I wasn't able to really play much gaming this week. Besides looking for a house, but other than that, I did a little bit of iPhone gaming. I played a little bit more of the Infinity Blade game. I didn't really progress that much because now I'm to the point where I have to like kill a whole bunch of dudes before I go up a level, and I'm still really liking it. It's a fun game, even though the formula is pretty simple. It's kind of like it's like if Demon Souls had the battle system of like Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Say what?
Yeah, it's very arcadey when you like fight each character. You know, you block, attack, or sway from side to side to avoid attacks. So it's a pretty interesting game. Art style is great. Graphics are probably hands down the best graphics on the iPhone that I've ever seen. A little bit on the pricey side, but then again, I mean, if you've bought any Square Enix stuff, I mean that they sell
yeah,
their
you're still
games
wasting your money.
Even more expensive. Hey, they're not wasting money. They're great games, even though they're a little bit pricier than what they should be. But I guess that's just how the way it is sometimes. Let's see. I played two console games this past week. I played El Shaddai.
How far have you made it? What chapter are you on?
Let's see. I think I'm on chapter 6 or 7.
So, have you done the awesome, I don't want to spoil it, because it's so cool. the Tron level?
No. I think I'm like right,
because it's the beginning of chapter 6.
Okay. I must be in chapter 5 then. So,
are you fighting the Nephilim?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're working towards the boss Nephilim.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Then the next level, yeah. Chapter 6 is the Tron level, which kind of really blew me away. And
excellent.
Says a lot for that game. Because every level blows me away.
Yeah, I remember watching the Red Sun Gamer Justin TV footage when they were playing the Japanese version, and I remember I was blown away when they played that segment. So what chapter are you in?
I just finished that first half of chapter 6 last
night. Oh, okay. Sweet. I still have yet to get the achievement that makes the game sucky.
So you don't have the 50 kills yet?
Evidently not.
Weird. You should have got it in the one level. I'll have to check your achievements and see if you got it, because there are some copies that it doesn't happen to.
Huh?
Really?
It's just a combination of system, game. I don't know what causes it.
Hmm.
So you may already have it, and you may be lucky.
I remember just recently getting a cheat, but I don't remember what it was, but I was kind of like, oh, here we go, and then it just... It still behaved normally, so...
That's because your gamer score is not big enough.
Yeah. That might have to do with it.
You don't have all that information to load.
Yes, he does have the achievement, just so you know. So, he's lucky.
Wow.
Dick.
It's not his fault. He just, you know, is an achievement whore. Isn't an achievement whore.
It's not my fault, okay?
Yes, it is.
It is my fault. I did something.
No, I cannot say no.
You can just say no, you weak bitch.
You saying you're any better?
No. I look forward to playing Madden to get more achievement points.
I'm sure you do.
But, yeah, El Shaddai is a fantastic game. If you want a game that combines...
Acid.
Acid, religion,
crack,
acid, Japanese,
crack acid,
Japanese, crack acid.
That's the best kind.
Man, we just invented a new drug.
Religious Japanese crack acid.
That should be on the back of the box.
Yeah. That should be the box quote right there. So, El Shaddai. Pick it up. It's pretty cool. If you're into the God of War style game, not necessarily for the aesthetic, but for the actual gameplay, or if you're like into the Devil May Cry's, it's an excellent game. Last game I played is the game I played the least amount because of certain circumstances. During the week, I played a little bit of the new Deus Ex Human Revolution.
That was, like, plaguing my friends list.
Oh, no, God.
Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's playing that game.
Except for me.
Except for you. Yes, I'm aware.
And me.
Yeah. But you don't play anything. Your last played game was, like, Gears of War.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, but that was yesterday.
Yeah, I really have not played a lot of this game. I mean, I'm literally about 75, 80 minutes into the game. So I haven't really experienced a lot of freedom yet. It's an interesting title. It's, you can definitely tell it's a AAA. AAA game. I was getting a strong Metal Gear feel from the game.
It does have some Metal Gear in there.
Yeah, it does, especially when you take cover and the character looks a little bit like Solid Snake if you just kind of glance at the screen.
Put some glasses on him.
I get a Rainbow Six Vegas vibe from it.
Well, it's because that's the same cover system.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, like, you try and be stealthy in Rainbow Six Vegas sometimes, and it just, I don't know, it just seems like it was a lot like that.
You gotta have your AUGs, man.
Yep. I think the universe that this game takes place in is really cool.
It's Blade Runner.
Yeah, it's Blade Runner with a little bit, not quite as advanced in terms of like augmentation. There's no as far as I know, there's no replicants that are so human that you actually have to do a morality test or logical slash morality test in order to pronounce them human. You know, you can usually tell, you know, the synthetic from the organic. It's really cool. It feels like a game that could really happen in a couple decades from now. You could tell that the people that made this game have done their research on what is humanly scientifically possible to achieve in technology. I will say that the cities look a little bit too futuristic for 2027. I don't think some of them would advance as much, considering the economy and stuff like that. But I'm really, really nitpicking when it comes to that. In terms of the augmentation, I kind of do believe that in a couple decades from now, that this stuff will probably be going on. Maybe not to the extent of the game, but in maybe a little more subtle ways. But it brings up a lot of cool questions. Ethics, like ethics, terrorism, you know, what does it mean to be human? Which I feel the best science fiction that's ever been written has always been that question of what does it really mean to be human? You know, is it what you're made of, you know, physically? Is it what you've done to yourself? Can you actually cease to be human? Questions like that, I think, are some of the best questions in sci-fi. And in terms of the game itself, it's a top-notch first-person shooter game, you know, with the cover system, to where you can still see your main character when you take cover, which I think is really cool. I like seeing the character that I play. There's a lot of the games out there that, you know, want to stay in first person the whole time to make you feel that it's, I don't know, you know, a more deeper connection. But with me, I think it takes more than just a perspective for me to, you know, to feel with the main character of a game. It usually takes a little bit more of a emotional storyline, story-driven element in order for me to be more into the story. And this game, it seems like it has it from what I've played of it so far. You could tell that the lead protagonist has a troubled past. And
Adam Jensen.
Yeah, Adam. I like his name. His name is pretty ironic, don't you think? But that was terrible.
That was terrible.
Yeah. But I'm really enjoying it. The little I've played of it so far, I think it's excellent.
It is a fantastic game.
That will definitely be what I'll be playing this week when I get the time to play it. That and El Shaddai. I'm really wanting to play more of that as well. And that's my fondling.
Alrighty. So I guess I will flip over to the Frustrated Fury.
Okay.
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 Let's see here.
Okay.
I don't know. What should I start with? Well, I played a lot of Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition. Yeah. And by a lot, I mean about 25 hours of it.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
I can't help myself. I am a freaking fighting game junkie, and I can't stop. Is my Japanese ass crack cocaine, whatever the fuck we're calling it.
Ass crack?
Ass crack? What the fuck? Apparently Drew likes Japanese ass crack.
Apparently. Wow.
How can I say? But anyway, you know, I mean, I started streaming it again. Since, you know, I can only stream in HD for right now. It doesn't look half bad because, you know, it was made in 1999. That game is good, but the online, it sucks just as much as any other Capcom game. Because they had this new system where it still takes you forever to get into a game, but when you do get into a game, if the connection's bad, then there's basically a delay, which means you're seeing stuff that may not actually happen. So I posted a video of me. I recorded it actually, of me. It even popped up KO, and it even counted as me winning a round. But then right after that, it kind of like rewinds and said, oh, that really didn't happen. And then the guy proceeded to kick my ass and I lost the round. And that's kind of horrible. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I have a decent connection, at least I think so. The game says I've got like a green mat or whatever. You know, they got green, yellow, and red. And I know I've got a decent connection as far as like internet stuff goes.
I wonder if it actually tells anybody they have a terrible connection. Like, you suck.
Well, you know, I think it does because it pops up, you know, what color NAT it is. But, you know, what's crazy is, you know, it has a percentage of your disconnects.
Yeah.
I have ran into so many people that have like 250-something thousand, 558 disconnect percent. I'm just like, these people disconnected before they even got the game. But, I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's still hokey. I mean, come on. Capcom, they said, oh, this is the be-all, end-all of ranked matches and stuff like that. You know what? I can't get in ranked matches. It's impossible. And, you know, what ends up happening is, like, there'll be times where, like, I'll be searching for a match, and it will just randomly put me in a match. You know, and I'm like, I didn't want to go into this match. I wanted to search rooms. And it'll just do that at random sometimes. And I don't know. It's just... also, if you want to get a really easy achievement, I know this is going to hurt my cred. There is a glitch in the game where if you know, there's an achievement for doing 55 trials. Well, some of those trials are very difficult, except there's a glitch where you can make automatically stun your opponent. So while you're trying to do those trials, you can do a couple of them, and then they'll stun them, and the combo will keep going. So you can kind of reset yourself. So if you guys want to do that, I know how to do it.
Listen to you. You're like a crack dealer for achievements.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's your supplier.
Achievements right over here.
I was just wanting some more artwork to unlock.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yep.
He wanted to grow his E-peen a little bit.
I mean, honestly, the artwork's nice and all, but come on. I mean, you know, all I wanted was the remix music. I got it. We're good to go. Because I cannot stand Third Strike music. That music is horrible. I hate that music so bad. The remix music's not any better, but it's better than listening to that other crap. You know, so. But play a lot of Third Strike. I'll probably be playing a lot more of that on the stream, so if anybody wants to watch me, I guess you can actually go over to ZT Game Domain.
Yeah.
It's we have a little plug-in there. If not, you can go to JustinTV/FrustratedFury and watch me play there. And so I played a little bit more on the stream too, which I'll talk about. I played some Toy Soldiers Cold War. Played probably about two or three campaign missions of that. That game's fun. I don't see, like, I saw a lot of people, like, kind of bashing on the game, and I was like, really? And everybody kind of got upset because they said it was like, this isn't like, because, you know, they said that, well, this is like when you remember when you were a kid and you played with your G.I. Joe figures and stuff like that. And there was people who literally came out and said, it's nothing like whenever I played with G.I. Joes. I was like, what'd you expect? Get a magnifying glass and burn them to death and shit?
I just want to be able to bury them in the backyard.
Yeah. And then it rains and you can't find them.
I know. It pissed me off.
Damn it. But, damn, I lost Shipwreck. But, let's see. Played that on the stream. Also played a little bit of Divinity 2. I don't know why I started that back up. To be honest with you, I really don't have any Xbox 360 games I want to play. Like, mostly I'm like, oh, Rock Band, oh, Guitar Hero, oh, DJ Hero.
That's because we can't trade them in. They're worth like $2.
Exactly. So that's all I have. I have a bunch of music games. I have Crysis 2, which, you know, I've already beat that game. I got Mortal Kombat, Super Street Fighter 4, and Borderlands. I just, like, I beat all those games. I just, you know, all my games, unfortunately, are on the PS3. And unfortunately, my PS3 is hooked up to my gigantic television in the living room. So I can't stream those. But anyway, speaking of PS3, I actually played a lot of PS3 as well. I played a crap ton of Disgaea 4. And since, Ken, you said that I'm not embargoed on it,
nope.
I'm going to talk about it.
Go right ahead.
All right. Well, Disgaea 4. I have never played a Disgaea game before. In fact, I was a little nervous about playing this because, let's be honest, I'm not a very good strategy RPG player. But it has a very, very good tutorial. It does a very good job of easing you into the combat. And the friggin' story is hilarious. I cannot suggest this series enough. The Disgaea 4 is amazing. I'll put it that way. You gotta be into the quirky Japanese stuff, though. But the good thing, there's a difference between quirky Japanese, like, like I was talking about Star Ocean 4 a few weeks ago, and how it's just, it tries to take itself seriously, but then it's really, really Japanese, you know, like how everybody's really emotional and stuff like that. Nippon Ichi does a very, very good job of basically, quote-unquote, Americanizing it. They have amazing voice actors. These are some of the best voice actors I've ever heard. Like, I'm not kidding. They do a fantastic job. And they kind of poke fun at themselves, you know. They know that this is quirky and this is kind of weird Japanese stuff, and they make fun of it, and it's hilarious. And the combat's good, the story's good, the voice acting's fantastic. This game's top notch. If you're into RPGs, particularly strategy RPGs, you need to play this game. I will put it that way.
There you go.
Yeah. Glowing review. I can't wait to... Man, that game is so huge, though. That review is going to be like 8 pages. But there's a crap ton there. Like, one of the things that's really cool, and I don't know if any of the other Disgaea games did this. If you die, like if you... All right, so you do different missions. If you die during a mission, you don't just get game over. It actually tells you an ending. So, like, if I was fighting a certain boss, it shows, well, this boss went off to do this, this, and this, and then eventually committed suicide because he hated himself. Or something. It's like it's ridiculous, stupid shit like that. But it gives you a actual story. And then this game is all about replaying over and over again, kind of like Dead Rising, because you carry all your equipment, all your experience over. So, you know, I started like at level 12 instead of level 1 again. So I actually died. And, you know, and I wasn't that deep into the game. I was probably only about 2-3 chapters in. So I said, nah, screw it. I'll play again. I did all that. And since you can skip the cutscenes, you can get right back to where you were probably, you know, within an hour's time. And then I'm that more stronger because, you know, I carry my level over. But, yeah, that game's great. Other than that, I played a little bit more Persona 2 on the PSP. I will talk about it since I'm not embargoed with it either. It's very old school. I think that if you are a really, really big fan of Persona 3 and 4, you will still have a little bit of trouble trying to get into this game because it's very, very old school. There is random battles. The story is a little hokey. Like it just doesn't feel like Persona 2 and 3. You know, it's like you get this – all right, at the beginning of the game, you get this mysterious power where you can pull out these personas and they can help you fight. Well, we don't explain it, but okay, let's go save the world. And it's just automatically we're going off doing this and there's no questioning to it. If anybody's ever played Strange Journey, Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey, it has that kind of it's part of the battle system where you have to negotiate with demons. More than likely, you're not going to fight demons and bad guys in this game. You're going to be negotiating with them. You can talk to them and try to appease them by making them either happy, scared, curious, and angry. If you make them angry fully, they attack you, and then you have to go into a fight. If you make them happy, you can make a pact with them. And doing a pact it's like when you get into another fight with one of them, they either just give you something or they'll say, well, we'll see you later since you've got a pact or whatever, and they leave. If you get them all the way curious, they'll give you cards that you can use to either upgrade your personas or create new personas. And if you make them scared, then they just run away. It has the same general stats and the weaknesses and stuff like that. You play on your weaknesses and stuff as Persona 3 and 4. It's just a little bit more complicated. And I really hate random battles with a passion. I can't stand it. I just want to walk from point A to point B. I don't want to stop every 5 seconds because, oh, a random battle happened. You know, I want to be able to avoid battles if I can. But other than that, I mean, it's still a very good game. I mean, the combat's great. It's just the story. You just don't feel very connected with the story like you did in Persona 3 and 4. Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Persona 3 and 4 had some of the best stories I've ever seen. Yeah, they're weird as hell, but they deal with a lot of issues that I think are kind of like everyday issues. And I think it actually works out and it makes it feel genuine. Persona 2 doesn't really have that, which, I mean, keep in mind, you know, this game came out back in 2000. So, you know, people were still playing on the PlayStation 1. And that's it. As far as future stuff goes, I will say I'm playing more Persona 2, Disgaea 4, getting ready for that review. That review is coming, it releases the 9th, I believe, same day as Dead Island. So I still got about another week to play it. I want to play a little bit more of it because I'm still unlocking shit in that game. It's kind of like Final Fantasy 13 where like the first 20 hours is a tutorial. So I'm still like learning stuff in that game. I'm playing Kladden 2 or Kladden X2 on the PSP. It's the sequel to Kladden. This is a RPG. I enjoyed the first one. Hopefully the second one will be even better.
Alrighty then. So I guess I will move on to K-Dub.
It was just a demo week for me, pretty much.
Demo!
I played the El Shaddai demo after everyone was talking how good it is. And it is pretty good, and it's nothing like I've ever played before, art style-wise. It's a definitely interesting. So, I don't know if it warranted a purchase for me or not. I liked what I played, but I just don't know if I'm going to spend $60 on that right now when, you know, all these other games are coming out here in the next couple weeks. So, and then I played the Fruit Ninja demo, which, you know, I didn't like as much as I like it on the iPhone. It's way too much work. I thought I could just sit on my butt and slash the screen, but you got to get your whole body involved in it, and it's just, you know, too much work. So, and I don't have the room to be moving around like that. And then I played the Madden demo. And what's to say that about that? It's Madden.
John Madden Foosball.
So, yeah. I think that's about all the demos I played. Oh, I played Toy Soldiers, and I am stupid and read the description wrong. I guess I was half awake when I read it, and I thought it said FPS, and it really didn't say that. So that was my bad. I hate it. I will never play it again. I wasted 1,200 points on it.
Holy shit, man.
It's now, just not my type of game.
Now, wait a minute. You didn't talk about our epic Madden throwdown.
No, because that never happened.
That never happened.
It never happened.
We played Madden 5 times.
No, we didn't. I don't know what he's talking about.
5 times.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you got destroyed every time.
That must have been a dream you had.
Oh, I don't have to dream that, son. That's reality.
No. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I burned you with everybody, including the Seattle Seahawks.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's cool.
So, yeah. You got any future fondling besides getting your ass handed to you in Madden by me?
If I even pick up Madden.
Yeah, if.
No.
Okay.
I really don't know. Probably not. I probably won't play anything this week if I don't pick up Madden, so.
All right, so I guess I'll move on to John, which I hope John's playing a game, you know, that I sent him.
I am.
Okay.
And it... The review will be done. Crikey, talk about cracking the whip.
I gave you that damn thing a week ago, and I ain't heard a word from you. I'm coming
actually,
after you.
That's not a week ago. Come on, it's about 5 days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's a business week.
Week 7 days. The game in question is Hamilton, which is a kind of... I don't know what you'd class it as. It's a puzzler where the idea is that you have to get Hamilton the Great Adventurer from start point to finish point through various obstacles with the help of his bird, Sasha, which a very clever bird because not only can she actually take instructions, but she can also pull levies and unlock things and all of this stuff, find treasure. Very clever bird. Essentially, it's a two-player game. You can both, two players, one can play as Hamilton, the other can control the bird. It controls very well. The bird does. Hamilton is just up, down, left, and right. But the bird controls well. The camera issues aside, you don't generally have a problem hunting around for where you've got to go. Because essentially, Hamilton starts at square one. There'll be coins and keys that he will need to find. It's all on a kind of... it's a 3D game, as in, not stereoscopic, but 3D styled. It's similar, I suppose, a bit to that Ilo Milo in the way that the screen is presented, the platforms are presented, if you can get my drift. It's like they're in the... it seems like they're in the air, if you know what I mean, just floating there, but... there'll be platforms that you can only tread on once. There'll be ones that you can tread on twice before they disintegrate. And it's all about working out the best route to take. And obviously, you've got the bird to help you as well. If you're playing a single player, then
have you not heard?
Oh, no.
Heard the word. If you're playing single player, you just press the square button and you'll take control of Sasha the bird. The word, bird, bird, word, word, bird. Look out for my review. It'll be up shortly.
That should be your tagline. Have you not heard?
Yes. So yes, as soon as I can finish it and get the review cracked out, I'll be up on the site. The only other game I played this week is a game that everyone else in the world seems to be playing, with the exception of Drew and K-Dub, and that's Deus Ex.
Human Revolution, which I'm kind of disappointed that Irene took Mike out, because he played it the most, I think.
I think he beat it, actually.
He sunk some hours into that bad boy.
Yeah, you should go watch his video review, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a really nice video review.
Yes, that's just a taste of things to come.
Cryptic. So, yes, I agree with a lot that Gamba said earlier. It is a fine first-person shooter. It's not Call of Duty. It's not Battlefield. It's more of a thought-out game. It's not just about running and gunning. You have the option of trying to stealthily complete your missions without taking anybody out. And from what I've played, because I'm only a couple of hours in, it is possible to do. But I ain't going to continue doing it because it's fucking hard. It requires so much patience because there's an actual achievement for getting through the whole game without killing any enemies except for the boss fights. And that game would take you 40 hours to do it that way because it's all about learning the patterns of the guards and, you know, keeping yourself on the lowdown. Obviously, you'll have augmentations as you can sort of unlock these to give you stealth and increase the performance of your radar so you can actually see where they're looking. But I spent an hour and a half doing, like, the first main mission. Not the tutorial bit before the credits. The first mission in the warehouse. And I thought, I'm going to be all Metal Gear Solid on this and I'm going to go in and sneak my way around. And it took the mission took me about an hour and 15 minutes to do, and at which point I thought, oh fuck, I'll get my gun out. That solves everything.
Yeah, that's how I'm going.
Yeah, so I'm probably to get through the story, because it is a complicated story. As Jason said, it's all about politics and morality and the human condition and all this, that and the other, and it is a big story. So I thought, well, I'm going to play it through on, you know, with my gun and try and kill people first time round, and then maybe second time round I'll stick it down on easy and then do it stealthily and see if I can get that done in a reasonable time. But I am really enjoying it. I was a little bit iffy about it. Some of the reviews were coming in were saying, you know, 8s, 9s, and 10s out of 10s. And so I thought, I'll take a chance, and I'm not regretting it. It's very, very deep. The customization is definitely there if you like your upgrades, because, you know, you can upgrade virtually every part of your body with the exception of your penis.
Oh, for God's sakes, John.
Sorry. And also the controls are fantastic. For a game that relies on stealth, they really have thought about what controls to use. And in some games where you're hiding behind cover and you're trying to get from one piece of cover to another, or manoeuvring yourself around one piece of cover, the controls can be sometimes very fiddly, so you're hoping to, you know, sneak around the corner of a big crate or something and you end up flying out in front of the enemy. This one has a system where if you want to manoeuvre yourself from one cover position to another, you just tap the A button. But if you want to move yourself around the cover you're on, just press and hold A, and it makes it all nice and easy, which for this game is essential. But, you know, I'm rabbiting on about this game. Read the review. Mike's review is absolutely fantastic, and he's not wrong with his score. And that's it. That's all I've played this week.
Alrighty. Well.
Next week, definitely some more Deus Ex, definitely some more Hamilton, because otherwise my editor will kick me up the arse if I've done the review soon. And hopefully, fingers crossed, Tropico 4.
Tropico! You know, you could just go plead to my wife, you know.
I could do. I missed Chandler up this week.
Yeah, I'm aware. So I scared the hell out of her when I came home. She's like, guess who I talked to today? I was like, John W.
Well, she instigated it on Facebook. She just asked how it was. Then there was a camera involved and everything was all a bit sorted.
Oh, God. Yeah,
she mentioned something about needing to zoom in.
Yeah, that would be about right.
Yeah.
Should have augmented your penis.
Yeah.
As Mike would say, John, there's an aug for that.
There's an aug for that. for that, I'm sure.
Ken Tom Hammer.
Sounds like my genitals. Anyway, back to life, back to reality. Oh, what have I played this week? Well, I can finally talk about the Maddens, which I've been playing now for like 2 weeks. I haven't been able to talk about it. But I just went on Raptor because I was kind of curious how much time I'd put into Deus Ex because it doesn't have a clock. And I realized...
Yes, it
does. Where's it at?
It's on the save screen.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yep. That's how I knew I had played 1 hour 25. That's how long... and that's how I knew how long that... Oh, crying out loud, I can't talk today. That's how I knew that that was how long it took me to do that mission.
Okay, well, I will have to check that clock because... Raptors got me at a decent tick. But I didn't realize that I'd already played Madden for 15 hours.
Wow.
And I'm like, damn. So
it's like your Street Fighter.
But the funny thing is, I still haven't even finished a season. So, you know. But,
that get boring after a while for me, man.
Well, 16 games isn't so bad. You know, they're about 40 minutes apiece. So, you know. I think I'm on game 14. I got 2 games left before the playoffs. Yeah.
Going to the Super Bowl.
I am going to the Super Bowl.
Well, obviously, if you can't lose.
Eh, well. Anyway. But, no, Madden is Madden. Like K-Dub said, it really kind of is. My biggest gripe is that the commentary is terrible.
Awful.
It is absolutely terrible. It's broken in so many aspects. So many of the lines are recycled from last year. And so much of it, like, to the point where on a kickoff, they'll show the replay and then talk about how the DBs stepped in front of the receiver.
Yep.
On a kickoff. If you know anything about football, there's no DBs on a kickoff, nor are there receivers.
The guy caught the ball.
And, yeah. So, and then there's the typical EA Sports glitches that kind of show up here and there, like dudes running
here
into the
there,
stands.
It seemed like every time we played, it was there.
I didn't see it every time we played.
It was ridiculous. The hands, you know, guys clapping their hands, and their hands going through each other.
Well, the guys clapping
through stadiums.
Well, the guy going through the stadium, that one was whatever. But my favorite was the fact that it was raining in the tunnel.
Yes.
I'm awesome. Like, that's awesome. It's raining in the tunnel.
And the replays are just, I don't know, weird. Typically, you know, usually they show, you know, replays of, you know, big plays that just happened. When I was playing the demo, it was the fourth quarter, and I was finishing the game. I had the big lead, so normally if I had the ball, I would, you know, take the QB would kneel. So I QB kneeled, and it showed a replay of me kneeling. I'm like, okay, that was a big play. That really sealed the deal for me. So,
but no, those are my two biggest issues. Outside of that, it's still Madden. Mm-hmm. And I do love the presentation upgrade. The games really do feel like you're playing on Sunday now. And
right.
That's
how exactly? I mean.
Well, they do like the different camera angles. They have a lot more tickers and a lot more stats that come up during the game. They show you who's performing the best. They show you the key players on each side of the ball. Like each quarter is kind of like a commercial break where they go and come back. My disappointment is halftime, because the old halftime during your season, you'd have that little video where they'd break down the week, show you who's winning, who's losing, updates on the games that are going on right now. That's all gone, and that disappoints me, because that's more why I play it. But to replace it, they have added a lot to franchise mode. Like, for instance, you can now practice in between games, so you can see who you want to start. You also have the ability to do a lot more on the back end. You can bid on free agents before the season starts. Just a lot of back end stuff.
A lot
that
of
you
stats.
Can do. A lot of stats. It keeps track of a lot of stats.
I know baseball did this. It shows you the players who are hot and cold. And
well, that's a new thing. Players can get on a hot or cold streak, and it can last up to 3 games, and it actually boosts their stat.
Yeah.
So if a running back has one really good game where, you know, he carries the ball for 15 times for like 200 yards, he'll get on a hot streak, so his juke moves and everything will actually be improved. His speed will increase.
Well, you can also take advantage of that, too, because if you hit the start menu, it shows you the players, and it shows you if they're on the cold streak, and it'll show you, or it'll tell you, like, what they're thinking. Like, if you sack the quarterback a lot, it says he's paranoid, and he's, like, kind of hesitant to throw the ball.
Yeah, it'll also say how often he tucks and runs, how he is on pocket pressure. You can actually set player roles, too. You can go into your depth chart and set player roles. So, like, you played in Green Bay, for instance, you could set Aaron Rodgers to the team leader. You could also set him to, like, playoff performer. So when he gets in the playoffs, he plays better kind of deal. So players can earn player roles.
It's a lot more strategy.
It's a lot more strategy. It's really, under the hood stuff is very good. The presentation is very good. I miss the halftime stuff. I really do. I did try out the Ultimate Team. Not my thing. It's basically Pokemon trading cards, where you get all these different cards and they're different players, and then you play games against other people. You can trade cards, and you actually earn coins that you can buy new cards and stuff. It's just there's just a lot to it.
You didn't play it last year?
No, I didn't really. It's not really my thing. And then
trading card game and Madden.
Yeah, you can basically get trading cards for the players.
Well, that's been in there
and they've got legends too. It's been in for a couple years.
I haven't played a Madden game since 2002.
Well, then you're in for a treat if you played one.
Yeah, I bet.
They're really good.
I play the demos and shit. I just can't play those games.
It's because you don't play them enough.
I don't know. It's just like, it's one of those games where I feel like I'm not in control of what I'm doing.
That you're only in as much control as you want to be. You can actually control every aspect of the ball if you want to. You can even take control of the receivers and catch the ball manually if you want to.
Defensive lineman.
That's what I try to do. And it's like, well, he just went that way. He just didn't catch the ball, even though it went right to his hands. I'm just like, there's too much shit on, like, I'm not seeing, like, as far as, like, stats and stuff like that, you know. It's kind of like whenever you're playing an RPG, first-person shooter RPG, where Mass Effect, the first one, I shot that guy in the head, but you know what? Because my stats for headshots wasn't good enough, it missed. It's kind of like that. That's how I feel whenever I'm playing Madden. I threw that fucking ball straight to that guy, but, oh, since he has, you know, the debuff Butterfingers, he fucking dropped it or some bullshit like that.
Well, it's definitely not like that. It may seem like that sometimes until you get used to it, but it's not like that. Unless you're K-Dub, then you can't complete a pass to save your life.
Fuck are you.
So I can complete
it's not
a
my
pass.
Fault my goddamn quarterback is a rookie and he sucks. Hey, the times that I did, I went to my playmaker and he made some plays.
Yeah, and he none did. Of them were for 7 points because you got burned every game. Just to give you an example, I played against him as the Eagles, and with Mike Vick, I burned him for 334 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Well, if you watch real life, you will see that my Panthers have no defense. So it kind of reason.
But you weren't playing as the Panthers in that game.
Who was I playing as?
The Cowboys.
Fuck the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
And I made the Bengals look like the Patriots playing against you.
So did they in real life.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
It's not hard to beat me in Madden.
It's not.
I just missed the days, though, when we kept it high scoring and close.
No, you don't. Cause
yes,
that's not
I do.
Because
I actually won some of those.
That's back when the game wasn't real. Now that it's real.
That was like 2 years ago.
Well, a lot's changed.
Go play Blitz.
I like Blitz.
I do, too.
And the last thing is the Superstar mode, which I played a little bit of. Where basically you take a player, and you got two options. You can make him a superstar, or you can make him a
referee?
A rookie.
Oh.
You know, like a college player.
And make you have him to, a referee.
Yeah. If you make him a straight up college player where you have to do it before, you have to go in and, you know, perform for the player, the teams and stuff so they rate you. But if you pick a superstar, you're automatically in the draft. So you just get drafted. And then you get to go on the field and then you do practices until you earn your spot on the team.
Oh, that's kind of, I mean, I know they had that similar last year, but that kind of just more like building up on that, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like Road to the Show.
Yeah, yeah. It's very similar sort of experience.
But When are we going to play as the referee? Are they ever going to add that? I'd like to play as the referee.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't win ever.
Just throw a flag every play?
Exactly.
It's a personal foul. Why? Because I said so.
That's just boring.
I wouldn't make it boring.
But no, it was terrible. In my superstar mode, I played as a quarterback, and I got drafted by the Chargers.
Ew.
And I was so pissed. I had to go out on the practice field, and I was third string behind Phillip Rivers. I'm like, I'm better than Phillip Rivers.
Did you sabotage the team?
No. Oh. I tore my practices up, man. I was the best. Throwing touchdowns.
That's what you, dude. They should totally do that. Like, it lets you, like, you become the best and you become first string, and then you start shaving points off the game so you make more money.
That's what they need, man. They need some kind of, like, diabolical scheme of the NFL. Sure.
They do that with, like, fucking blitz.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to juice your player?
Yeah. Go beat up someone in a nightclub or.
Yeah, exactly.
Do what Ben Roethlisberger's done.
Yeah. Can you do the.
You got a rape button on there?
That's terrible. It's like a mini game. It's the Ben Roethlisberger mini game. Oh, like the sex game in God of War. That's what it is.
Aww. Wow.
Well, mine's bad, but you said you wanted one of those buttons? Whatever.
I didn't elaborate.
Jesus. Or hit right bumper to slap.
Okay, I think we're done with that. But anyway.
I have absolutely no idea what you lot are talking about.
We'll fill you in after.
But no, Madden's Madden. If you enjoy Madden, you'll enjoy this year. They've done quite a few upgrades. So there you go. It comes out this Tuesday, and my review will be up this week, because I know everybody did their embargo on Friday, put the reviews up because they were in a hurry. I don't understand. You don't have to put just because that's when it's up doesn't mean that you have to put it up then.
Well, then you won't be relevant if you put it up on Tuesday.
Why not? Because that's when the game comes out. I think I'd be more relevant.
People want to know before they go out and buy it.
Right, because people who buy Madden really care about reviews.
Right, they play the same game for the past 20 years.
I'm just saying, it's good. It is good. So, what else did I play? I'm also playing another game for review, which I'm assuming comes out this week. It's the new XBLA game from Atlus. It's called Rock of Ages.
Oh, is that the, like, kind of a tower defense type?
It's similar to tower defense.
Do they sort of call it, like, the opposite to a tower defense? Or something odd like that? I've seen the trailer. It looks rather interesting.
It is rather interesting. It's, basically, the premise of it is that you have a giant boulder. And you have all these characters throughout time. So you have Napoleon, you actually have Michael from the Bible. You have Leonidas. I mean, you just have all these different characters that you can play as, and then you have boulders that you can choose. You can choose Happy Boulder, Fist Boulder.
Fuck.
It's definitely quirky. And it's definitely humorous, because, like, when you kill... Basically, what you have to do is you have to take your boulder and roll it down this giant... path and break down the door to your opponent's base. And along the way of rolling your boulder down this path, you can, like, run over troops. They can set up defenses so that it slows your boulder down and breaks it. The faster your boulder hits the door, the more damage it does. It's a very simple idea, but it's just done really well. And it's very comical, like, when I broke through the first door of the first level, like, the boss was standing there, and as soon as he saw the boulder, he screamed like a girl and started running, and I had to chase him. And it's just really kind of funny. It's really, really quirky drawings. 2D, kind of 2D cutscenes telling the story. It's really kind of weird, but once you get deeper into the game, when you get through the tutorial, you actually have to start defending your door. Because the computer will be coming after your door to break it down. So you have to put down these different towers, and that's where the tower defense aspect of it comes in. Gotcha. So you can place, I think in the beginning you can place catapults, towers, and bovines.
Okay.
So you just roll with that. And literally roll with that.
What can the bovines do to help?
They're army cows, dude.
Of course,
army
yes.
Cows. Wow, I'm surprised I didn't think about that. That's just, wow.
Seriously, I mean, come on. But no, it's a very comical game. It's very fun. It's very quirky. It fits the Xbox Live Arcade mentality. Very simple premise game, but a lot of fun and very funny. I believe it comes out this week. I didn't even know it had a release date yet, because I know this week is... That's Mortal Kombat, bitches.
Which is what I will be playing. I forgot about that coming out. I'll play
it. Oh, how do you forget that's coming out?
I don't know.
That makes me happy in my pants.
Okay.
But anyway, I was kind of hoping to be able to talk about that this weekend, but no, didn't get my code.
That's all right.
Motherfuckers. But no, it's Rock of Ages is very cool. I definitely recommend checking out the demo if you're into the tower defense. If Marble Madness was tower defense, that'd kind of be Rock of Ages. So, It's good. It's a very interesting game. Very kind of different take on the thing. So, I also played some El Shaddai, which I talked about with Gambus earlier. I'm still pissed they haven't patched it yet.
Yeah, that glitch is...
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's very annoying. But getting back into it, like I was talking about, that first part of Chapter 6 just blew my mind. That thing was badass. And that game never ceases. Like, every level I get excited. I get excited to get to the next level, because I want to see what it's going
to
be.
It's a fun game to play, but I think it's better to watch, because you're just like, whoa, what the fuck?
I've heard it gets very platform-heavy towards the end of it, but there was literally a cutscene at the end of Chapter 5 where I literally sat there and I had no fucking idea what was going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did I just get high?
We high.
So, but no, fantastic game. Absolutely. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know anything else out there that's like that.
If you want to like state a case that games are art, you bring
that
game.
Yeah, that's a good case.
you bring that game with you and you go, tell me what this is.
Art style is just phenomenal.
It's ridiculous.
Awesome.
I also played the Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine demo, which I know nobody talked about. I guess nobody else played it.
I didn't play it.
Where do I say
it? It's Gears of War. There, I said it for you. Because I know you don't like Gears of War.
Well, I never said I didn't like Gears of War.
Yes, you did.
I said I'm tired of Gears of War. I've said it's the same thing over and over and over again.
No.
That's exactly what I said.
No.
Motherfucker, you're on this show like twice a year. You don't even know what I say.
I do. I have a... Never mind.
Anyway, Warhammer is definitely Gears of War-esque. To the point of you have giant tree trunk characters with the same control scheme, including the roadie run, the D-pad weapon selection, one button for melee, one button for shooting. The only thing this game doesn't have that Gears has is cover. There's no cover in this game, so it's just a straight-ahead shooter. And Warhammer focuses a lot more on melee. But it does. It even has like executions. When you beat somebody down hard enough, you can walk over and tap the B button and do different executions to your enemies. It's not bad. It's really well done, but it does borrow a lot from another game, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I've enjoyed Dante's Inferno. You know, I've enjoyed a lot of games that borrow from other games, because at least if you're going to borrow from one of the better ones.
Yeah.
So. But I know a lot of the Warhammer people will flip out if you say, oh, it's like Gears of War, you know, but seriously, it is. It's a lot like Gears of War, and there's nothing wrong with that. The fact that, it's just like when I used to joke and say, hey, they should make a Crackdown Batman, you know, if it fits the genre, it fits, and it really fits in this. You get to be this big hulking space marine.
This is a new, take on the genre, isn't it? Because Warhammer was a...
It's a tabletop.
Tabletop game.
Yeah, and most of the games have been strategy games. And this time you kind of just get to go down and be
one
dude.
So it's kind of appealing to another audience.
Exactly, and there's nothing wrong with that. And the people who enjoy that universe will enjoy the fact that you get to murder, you know, hundreds of orcs at the same time. You know, you've got these big boss, hulking boss characters, and... It's really well done. If you were going to copy something and make it a third-person shooter, Gears is probably the best template you could have used. So, I don't see anything wrong with that. It plays well, it looks good. So, if you're not going to play it just because it's like Gears, then you're going to miss out on something that you enjoy. It's actually Wombat's going to be reviewing this.
Ah,
if you don't like Gears, then you probably won't like this.
Not necessarily, because if you the thing is, you may not have a problem with Gears other than the fact that you don't really care about the universe.
Well, right, I'm just saying if you like hate Gears like some people do,
if you hate the way Gears plays,
like this,
you may not like this. But there's a huge the big difference here is that this isn't a pop and stop and pop shooter.
Wow,
this is a run into the horde and smash them up with your chainsaw sword. So.
It's got a lot of Dynasty Warriors in it.
Yeah, it's a very hack and slash with a gun. So, but it plays just like Gears. So it's kind of like they had a baby, and this is their baby. And if you enjoy the Warhammer universe, you're probably going to dig it. So, because it's really well done. And I also played Deus Ex, and apparently I've played it more than anybody on the show.
Well, today.
Since Michael's not here. But I just, I looked at Raptor, I've played it for 6 hours. And I didn't even realize I'd played it that long yet. I love the game. I think it's fantastic. I truly believe that it is kind of a mixture of Mass Effect, because the Mass Effect music is in there, the dialogue choices where you have to convince people to do things for you.
Say, the presentation to me when watching it, it seemed a lot like Mass Effect.
It seems like Mass Effect. Then you've got the actual gameplay, which reminds me of, like Drew said, Rainbow Six, where you're playing in first-person shooter, but you pull the left trigger, you hug to a piece of cover, and then you can shoot people around corners, flip between cover pieces. And then you have the RPG aspect, where you have the augmentations, which the augmentations are great because, I don't know, you guys haven't played it a lot. Like, literally every time I get a Praxis kit, I have to sit there for 5 to 10 minutes deciding what I want to upgrade. Yeah.
It's really tough. I'm thinking, oh, I need to upgrade my vision, but oh, God, no. But I really, that looks like a cool upgrade. I might do... It is tough deciding because it does seem like you feel, although it's probably set up so that you'll probably be able to fill up half the augmentations by the end of the game, you feel like you're not going to get many of those Praxis kits or Praxis points very often, so you want to spend them on something you really want.
Yeah, I know. I want to be able to play the game again and continue my augmentations because I want to max him out. I want to see what he does when he maxes out, you know.
Does it have New Game Plus?
I have no idea. I just really want to play with all of the augmentations on. I really do. And it sucks because you can buy Praxis kits, but they're 5,000 credits a piece. Mm.
Yeah, I got my first one. Literally, that was where I got to in the game, is where you get told to go to visit Lim Clinic, and you get your first one, which is 5 grand, and you're thinking, oh crap, I've only got 9. Yeah. Not going to be buying many of these.
Well, see, that's the thing, is I haven't been able to buy one since.
So, I mean, if you do enough side quests, you don't think that by the end of the game you won't have them all?
No.
Really?
I don't think there's enough side quests for that. I mean, you don't get a ton of money. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, don't experience points help with that, too?
Experience points, when you level up, you get one Praxis kit per level. But the more you level up, the longer it takes to level up. So, I mean, it's, you would literally have to take a lot to max out your Praxis kit. Seriously. That's pretty funny, Drew.
I can't help it.
Is that you?
No. Some dude is the Joker playing what looks like Uncharted, maybe?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, anyway.
No, Deus Ex is actually one of those games that I had very little interest in before I played it. And then I played a little bit of it, and I started reading the reviews, and now I'm 6 hours into it, and I fucking love it.
God, I had the complete opposite.
It's funny. That's And here's the thing. I'm not playing stealth. I don't want to play stealth. Every time I walk into a room, I survey it, I see what's going to happen, and then I fuck them up.
See, it's just, like, I don't know. Like, I tried playing stealth, and it just seems like the game doesn't want you to play stealth.
No, it just wants to make it extremely hard.
Yeah, that's my thought. I think it is possible to go through that game, cause obviously there's an achievement, without killing a single person. But it's already a 20-25 hour game if you do the side quests. You're going to turn it into a 40-50 hour game by doing it stealth all the way through. And the other thing I was thinking about is that you've got the boss fights which you have to fight. You can't stealth your way out of them. If you pump all your points in to your stealth. Augmentations into yeah. stealth. How is that going to affect the boss fight? Are they scaled depending on your augmentation? I don't know.
And see, this is one of the reasons why this is one of those games that I will play on easy. Which I like the difficulty selection in this, because the first difficulty is tell me a story. Which basically yeah. says you can play through the game to get the story and play however you really kind of want without worrying too much. Which, it's still hard. Even on easy, it's still challenging, because like, if you get in a huge firefight and you don't take cover, they will wear you out pretty quick.
Well, it only takes like 3 or 4 bullets and
oh,
you're
yeah.
dead.
Oh yeah, it doesn't take much, but I've started upgrading my armor so that I can take more damage, because that's how I'm playing. So...
Mm.
But no, it's a fantastic game. And I upgraded the jump. If you haven't upgraded your jump yet, upgrade that, because you can get to a lot of places.
Fair enough.
And also my strength
jump!
To pick up stuff. Because now I can pick up dumpsters and throw them. It's pretty badass.
Oh, wow, okay, that's cool.
So, yeah. And I think I spent like an hour trying to make the basketball in the hoop. So I found a basketball in a basketball hoop, and then I upgraded my jump, and I dunked it.
Is there a chibi?
No.
Sucks.
Can you actually dunk it?
No, you can't dunk it. Oh. I just jumped up there and let go. But no, it's a fantastic game. As far as future fondling goes, I know there's a... This is the possible week of hell beginning. For us, anyway, because sometimes we get stuff early. But as far as what I know for sure I'm playing, regardless of whether or not I get a code, I will be buying Mortal Kombat on Wednesday. If I get a code, that's great. If I don't care, I'm going to buy it anyway. Finish up Madden for my review, more Deus Ex, and I think I finally got myself back into El Shaddai, so I want to finish that. And that's pretty much it.
Sweet.
Alright, now that is all said and done... It's time to do some news, and it's going to be hard to do the news because I got to skip through everybody's stupid posts about PAX because they think that's news. The PAX announcements are news, not your postcards and tributes and pictures and cosplay.
Pictures of the Joker playing Uncharted.
Yeah, that's your picture.
It's not my picture. I found it on the internet.
All right, first up, Harmonix is making a new game. We all know about this. It's called VidRhythm. But apparently it lets you make music video mashups. And they said that this is the reason why they pointed out that this isn't a game. Okay. This next story, I'll be interested to see how everybody feels about this. The GameStop debacle this week. Apparently GameStop found out that the copies of Deus Ex Human Revolution... came with a code for OnLive, a free version of the game. So when you bought it for the PC, you basically got a digital copy of the game for OnLive, which is very similar to what they do with Blu-rays, where they give you the iPad, iPhone, digital version of the movie when you buy it.
Yeah.
GameStop found out about this and started removing all of the codes from the box.
The complete and utter wankers.
Oh, yeah, this was nasty.
What I can't understand, and this is this... Why do they need to do it? Because when they sell the copy of the game, they've sold the copy of the game. It makes no odds to them whether it comes with OnLive or not. Just because OnLive is possibly going to be future competition for their game streaming service, that's not even... nowhere near completion yet. So that's a really dirty, underhanded, and probably breaks some sort of law.
Well, yeah, and here's my problem with it. If you did not want to sell a product from your competitor, just remove the game from the shelf. In theory, you're stealing somebody's property.
Mm. And they have now, haven't they? They've basically demanded that Square send them copies of the game without the codes in. But that game... And I can remember doing the story about this. That was a big promotion for OnLive. That was a big story, you know, along with that and Duke Nukem, they did as well, didn't they? They did some sort of promotion when you ordered that from their service. I think they gave you the 3 console thing to connect to your TV. But it's a big deal to OnLive. They're a new upstart company that are trying to make their way in a very, very restricted and competitive market, and this was a big deal for them, and I just, it's just disgusting. It's, and it just makes you wonder what other stuff goes on that we actually don't know about yet.
Yeah, it does. GameStop did try to make amends for it to the customers by offering anyone who purchased the game and had the code missing that they could get a $50 gift card for GameStop.
Oh, wow. Yeah, give them something that they've got to spend at your shop.
Well, of course. But in essence, you're getting the game for free at this point.
Since, well, true, but...
So, you know, it's a nice gesture, but it still doesn't change the fact that what they did was totally wrong.
No.
I hope it was illegal, and I hope on live sue them.
There is no definite... it is illegal, and they need to pursue some sort of action. Even though they tried to make amends by giving them $50 worth of shit at their stupid store.
Well, I'm going to be the asshole here and say I don't give two shits what GameStop does. Because you know what? Don't shop there anymore. I don't shop there anymore.
That's really what you
gotta
do.
Amazon fucking pays you to buy games from them.
Yeah, I've pretty much went strictly to Amazon, personally.
Just like, seriously, how many times has GameStop fucked the consumer? Numerous times. I can't count how many times.
They're just like every other large corporation.
I stopped going there to get fucked.
Well, I don't think EB would have done that if that GameStop wouldn't have bought them. I tell you that.
You're still the EB fanboy.
Yeah, no. I'm
an EB fanboy, too. I remember back whenever they wouldn't take a trade-in unless you had the original case and the manual for it.
Exactly, and that's the way it should be.
And, you know, I firmly believe that if they didn't buy out EB, they would probably have gone under. GameStop was just hideous. They always will be. I fucking hate them.
I do hate GameStop. I will never shop there again, ever.
Alrighty. So, moving on. Fictional VP Kevin Butler has left Sony for a new job.
For fuck's sake. He's not fucking real.
Yeah, he's...
What's the new job?
He's going to be...
Microsoft? Something with his uncle.
He's going to be the president of Economy Flooring.
Okay, so I take it that's the last we've heard of him, then.
Yeah, so there won't be any more Kevin Butler.
That's not true. They said keep watching his Twitter feed. He'll be posting more shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think they need to move on from him anyway. That only went so far. They need to get new advertising and new...
Yeah, they get rid of the PSP boy.
Thank God.
Yeah, he was funny in what's that movie?
Role Models.
Role Models.
Role Models.
But that was the extent of his career.
Yeah.
That was the extent of the PSP.
Well, yeah. Okay. So we all know Capcom has not been the happiest of people lately with the fans, but they've made me want to play Dead Rising again. The new Dead Rising 2 Off the Record features a sandbox mode that removes the timer. And it stops rushing you to play through the game. So, hey, guess what? You can finally enjoy this game the way it was meant to be enjoyed. Damn it.
Hey, guess what? It's probably just a sandbox for you. So, like, kill as many zombies as you want, but you can't get any story.
Dude, the story's not all that great anyway.
It doesn't matter. It's not. You're not beating the game. You're just like... It's like whenever I go to... When I play Grand Theft Auto and... Oh, give me rocket launcher. Oh, get 5 stars. And let me just blow shit up for about 20 minutes. And oh, now I'm going back to the story.
Well, I'm still excited to actually finally get to play around in the world of Dead Rising without having to worry about, am I gonna die? So that excites me.
I'm pretty sure you can still die in Sandbox.
Well, I'm sure you can, but not by the timer.
Oh.
So, which is always the thing I hated about that game, among other things. Torchlight 2 will only cost $20.
That's awesome.
So, how about that?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Penny Arcade Adventures is apparently getting a third episode after all.
Why?
It's being made by Breath of Death 7 developer, Z-Boy Games.
There's a big difference between those two.
Yeah.
You about to say Breath of Fire. I was like, really? Then that game might be good.
Razer, the company that makes all those great controllers and mouses and all that stuff, they say the PC gaming isn't dead. You know why? Because here's a $2,800 laptop.
You just kill PC gaming with that.
Skyrim's DLC will be available on 360 a month ahead of PS3 and PC. So that's
how you do it.
That's Xbox's exclusive things. Now they don't need games; they need DLC.
That's just God. That's so fucking stupid. it's so like snake in the grass. You know, it's just so sneaky. You know, people are exchanging money to keep people from having fun playing their games.
Why the world?
Pretty much.
God damn.
There was a new XBLA, or downloadable game announced. Maybe it's not XBLA. It's called Quantum Conundrum. It's a first-person puzzle platformer that was obviously inspired by Portal.
Hmm.
So, there you go. Just like everything else coming out this holiday season, Assassin's Creed Revelations is getting a collector's edition. It's called the Signature Edition, and it comes with another figure and a flying machine.
$480.
No, it's $100.
Still too much.
Yes, he is 7-inch tall Ezio figure. It's a GameStop exclusive flying machine, Da Vinci flying machine.
Well, that's going to bring me going back to GameStop.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Uber Entertainment, the boys that brought you Monday Night Combat, have announced their new game. It's called Super Monday Night Combat.
Super! How original!
But it is free to play.
Hey, that's yeah, original. Capcom, take some fucking notes.
It's got new characters, new maps, and a ton of changes. It's free to play, but it's PC only right now.
Hopefully that won't be better than the PC port of fucking Monday Night Combat, because seriously, the PC port of Monday Night Combat is not good.
Well, we will see. Sega made a lot of fans happy this week when they announced two new downloadable games coming to XBLA and PSN. The first is Virtua Fighter, the new Virtua Fighter arcade version.
It's not going to be disc-based then?
No, this will be completely downloadable for the Virtua Fighter. The second was a game everybody's been waiting to come to downloadable systems for a long time. And the name is kind of ironic. But Sonic CD will be coming to XBLA, PSN. And it will be available before 2012. It's also coming to iOS, PC, and more. So, but that's pretty exciting. Sonic CD is heralded as one of the best.
Once again, never played it. After playing Sonic 2, I really don't feel like playing another one.
Alright, so you don't feel a flying machine and a 7-inch statue of Ezio is worth $100? How about a statue of Nathan Drake and a belt buckle and a ring?
I think a statue and any other stupid shit like that doesn't deserve money.
What about if it comes in a case that looks like one of those old-timey travel luggage things?
You remember whenever E3 was going on, and remember what my tagline was whenever I was watching E3 on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Don't give a shit.
You're just a miserable bitch every week.
Yeah.
I'm not miserable at all. I mean, come on. Seriously, I'm never going to look at that shit. I mean, there's no need for me to have that. Why would I spend that much money when all I want to do is play the fucking game?
Then don't spend it.
It ain't
for you.
Is it for you, Ken? Are you picking up the Uncharted crazy-ass edition?
No, I don't buy collector's editions unless they have an exclusive DLC, but I don't see anything wrong with them.
Unless it's Batman.
This is true. Yeah, I will buy Batman because I have a DC Universe Online statue sitting right here on my desk. So, and I will have another Batman Arkham City statue sitting right here on my desk.
You got a big Batarang somewhere.
Yeah, it's still in the box.
Wow.
That thing wasn't very good. Twisted Metal was recently delayed, and we have a new date. Apparently David Jeffy wants to ruin relationships because he's releasing it on February 14th.
He would have done that anyway whenever he released it.
Wow. Here's the cock block story of the week. EA has basically cock-blocked Microsoft and the developers of Forza, not allowing them to put the Porsche in Forza.
Because EA owns the Porsche?
They own the license to Porsches in video games, I guess.
Oh.
So they kind of cock-blocked them and said, no, you can't use it. So.
Any Porsche?
No Porsche.
Wow.
At least that's what... yeah, because you can only use RUFs. You can't use any actual Porsche.
Wow, what a crock of shit.
No doubt.
Yep.
Fuck EA.
A lot of people were not happy with EA about that.
Oh, shit.
Well, they do it with the football teams and soccer teams, I suppose. It's their way of doing it with cars now.
I guess so.
Bastards.
Here was the big news for Apple this week. Steve Jobs has stepped down as the head. He is now just in advisory role, I guess? He's not actually...
Yeah, some kind of chairman or something.
Yeah, he's no longer running the show. It's sad because it's not because he doesn't want to, it's because of his health problems.
Right.
Yeah, that is sad. And people are going, oh, is it the end of Apple? I mean, fucking grow up. Yeah. They're still going to be the juggernaut. They're still going to release iPhones and iPads the way that they do. They've lost their figurehead.
It was the same when Bill Gates stepped down.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Absolutely. But it's a shame because he did. I felt that he had a lot of charisma, especially for someone who is, Bill Gates kind of nemesis. Bill Gates had absolutely no charisma. Steve Jobs did, and it's a shame. But they're not going to suffer for it.
No, there'll be nothing happens to Apple. It's not a big deal. It's good for him, fine for the company. The stock didn't drop. Let it go.
I thought I dropped a little one in the news.
It didn't move enough to matter.
Well, no, I'm just saying I thought it did drop a little. But
if you drop
best
stock,
of luck to him.
But yeah. I guess that's normal when a big figurehead drop.
I think people make more of this than need be. That company is going to be fine.
Well, you know how it is.
He didn't sit in a workshop and make iPads.
No.
Seriously.
No.
Just him with like a elf hat on making iPads for everybody. From Dust's DMR removal was not enough. Steam will give you a refund. So.
Nothing is enough for gamers. Are you kidding me?
No, nothing is enough.
Here's $1 million and my girlfriend. That's not enough.
Well, how hot is she?
How hot is she? Yeah. You always have to have some rebuttal to come in there with.
Yeah.
Little King Story is being revived as a PSP Vita, or I'm sorry, a PS Vita game.
Little King Story. Okay.
Team Fortress turns 15. Man.
Really?
15 years. God. That's nuts, man. The guys that made 999, 9 Hours, 9 Persons, 9 Doors, are making a new game. It's a next-gen portable adventure.
I'm interested in that, actually. I haven't played 999, but I kind of want to.
Insomniac made a comment this week that freaked gamers out, saying that they were perfectly fine allowing another developer to take over Resistance. And you know what? I'm perfectly fine with that, too, because then I might enjoy it.
I doubt I will.
But no, this really isn't a big deal. I mean, seriously, people, you've been playing Call of Duty made by 3 different developers over the past 10 years. Get over it.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I think you're great, and I'm going to let you finish, but Kanye West is coming to the Call of Duty XP event this weekend, along with the Dropkick Murphys. So, if you're going to be there, which... We will.
Yeah, hopefully Mike likes Kanye. Well, maybe he should jump up on stage and interrupt him while he's singing.
Well, he's going to interrupt the Dropkick Murphys and be like, I'm going to let you finish, but Flog and Molly did this before you and they was better. Anyway. Kinect Star Wars has been delayed to ensure its, quote, full potential.
Right. Full potential, my butt.
Well, we really need to change this from a tech demo to an actual game.
Yeah, we've kind of accidentally made a game that doesn't work, and now we're going to have to remake it.
Yeah, anyway. The only thing that disappoints me about that is that Xbox won't be coming out this year now.
Oh yeah, the white and the RTD2 one. Yeah,
yeah, which that I'd buy that just for that, dude.
I like the Batman one. Batman one is it's a shame that's never going on sale.
Yeah, those were only given away.
They're awesome.
I might shoot somebody if they get me one.
I'm pretty sure you can find one on eBay for about $10,000.
Wait a minute.
I don't have 10 grand.
You'd shoot someone if they give you one?
Well, yeah, because I don't want them to try to take it back. Portal, No Escape. It's a short film that showed up on the internet. I wonder if we're going to get the Mortal Kombat treatment with this. Because apparently it made some waves, and everybody wants a full-fledged movie.
Except me.
Well, except you, yes. Because, again, you're a miserable bitch.
I clicked on the link, and it said poor. I was like, yep, close.
Here's the most exciting thing you will read all week. The fall update will allow players to turn PlayStation Home into a game.
Oh, fuff. That thing's still going?
I don't think that's possible.
Gives me a reason to turn on my PS3.
Whatever.
Yeah.
God, is there really this need a need for this many Sonic games? Sonic Generations out this year, Sonic CD coming to XBLA, and the new Sonic 4 episode won't be out until 2012. So Sonic,
they're still going on with the episodes, aren't they?
I thought they canceled that, but apparently
not. I think they swept under the carpet, but you know.
Wow.
Guess not.
Yeah, it's be out next year. For everybody saying that Zelda was the only game coming out for Nintendo's Wii the rest of the year, you're wrong. Kirby Wii is now Return to Dreamland, and it will be out in October. So suck on that.
Is it going to be in the style of Epic Yarn?
No. It's going to be classic Kirby.
Oh, is it a remake of the first Kirby?
I don't know.
Because you know how Nintendo loves to rehash shit.
Yeah, I know. Xbox Live Arcade is rocking, man. Six games out in the next 8 days. Including Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online, Mortal Kombat, Ugly Americans, The Baconing. Man, there's a lot of crap coming out. Probably
Ugly Americans? Like the one based on a television show?
Yeah, Ugly Americans, Apocalypse Geddon.
I'm interested about that. The show is awesome.
So, there you go. We already talked about Virtua Fighter 5 coming. It's called Final Showdown. It will be out next year for XBLA and PSN. I think that's it. No, it's not. Sorry. did we not talk about this last week? I guess we didn't. The 3DS is being rebranded. Decreased emphasis on 3D, a second analog stick in 2012. And it's all a rumor, so...
If they do that, then they split the market. Why would they do that?
It's not going to split the market because the analog stick can be purchased separately.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is that what about all those games that have already came out that don't use a second analog stick?
Well, it's just like the PSP. You just won't be able to use the second analog stick, but it'll still play the game.
Wait a minute. How can you purchase it separately?
Because it plugs into the side.
Interesting.
Yep.
How the fuck is that going to hold?
I don't know. It apparently sticks on there somehow. I saw a mock-up of it.
That can't be real.
Shoot Mini Robots, a game that I highly praised from PAX East, has finally got a release date and a publisher. It will be out next year, 2012, being published by Ubisoft. And the main protagonist name, and this is the reason you buy it, other than the fact that it's a mixture of Metal Slug and Borderlands, which is awesome. His name is Pickles Walter Tugnut.
Wow.
Awesome.
Ready?
There you go.
Sounds about right.
Valve apparently trademarked Dota, and Blizzard is trying to use Dota for Blizzard Dota, and they're going to drop the name, according to this report. So there you go. We already talked about Quantum Conundrum, but that is the same person that worked on Portal, which is probably why. Duke Nukem, the rumor floating out after Colonel Marines is over. Gearbox will be working on a new Duke Nukem that's apparently going to be a reboot for the series and a start over.
Mm-hmm.
Balls of Steel.
Here's a surprise. You remember that game Daggerdale?
Yeah, shitty.
The studio just laid off a bunch of its staff.
There's a shocker.
Wow. So apparently they were working on something. Maybe it was a patch to make that game good. Who knows? Here's an awesome thing. If you purchase Bastion on Steam, they put in a bunch of portal turrets in the game. That is awesome. Oh, I want to play Bastion on the PC now. That was a great game. You threw in portal turrets, man. You got a whole new ball game. All right, and that's all the news we have for this week. We have one question in the forums, and it's pretty good. It's relevant to the holiday rush on its way. It's from DeHalo Fiend. He says, now that the holidays game rush begins, what games will be in the NPD for the next several months? I can already tell you that next month is going to be Madden. Well, Deus Ex.
Dead Island will make it?
Dead Island?
I think it'll be low. It's probably 9, number 8, somewhere there.
If it's on there, it'll be at the bottom.
Yeah, and it won't be on for long.
No, but we could be shocked. And yeah. I think it'd be great if we were, because new IP, it's looking pretty good.
Skyrim will be on there.
In November. Yeah. Well, maybe. Gotta remember what else comes out in November.
Oh, I know Skyrim. Skyrim will be on there.
And Call of Duty's gonna dominate the NPDs in November.
That's
Call of Duty's gonna dominate the NPDs in November, December, January, and February.
Well, yeah, for the next
year. It'll dominate in the top spot, but there's 10 spots.
But there's also Uncharted. Uncharted will be on that list.
But you got to think that. I mean, no, that will be on there, but I mean, Skyrim is both systems.
So is Call of Duty.
Well, I know, I'm not saying Call of Duty won't be on there. I know that will be on there. That's a given. You just put the name on Call of Duty. You can put it on a shit. Call of Duty on a piece of shit, and it'll be on the fucking NPDs.
Zelda will be on the NPDs in November. No,
you think so?
No doubt in my mind. You
really?
Can, you can all sit here and shake your head and say no. That game will be on the NPDs in November. You doubt Nintendo every time they release something, and every time they release something, it's the fucking top one. I would not be surprised to see it right below Call of Duty.
You're hardcore shit, though, dude. Come on.
I'm telling you right now.
I mean, Mario, yeah. Super Mario World, something like that. Yeah, sure. But come on,
really?
Zelda, that's...
Are you really discrediting Zelda?
I'm not discrediting Zelda. I said, yeah, Zelda is a huge IP, but I'm telling you, it's more hardcore than Mario or something like that.
Doesn't matter. It'll be on there. I can tell you this right now. Every
with
person,
everything coming out in November, you think Zelda will make
yes.
it?
Yes. Period. Right. Zelda will be on the NPDs in November. I don't even have to question it.
Even if it's just for, what, a couple weeks?
It's NPDs are monthly.
Well,
yeah.
I know that. But it'll show up on November, but it'll... All right, it'll show up in November, but it won't be in December.
It may be in December, too.
I don't
too.
Think it'll be in December.
Nothing comes out in December. It's the same games from November.
I'm trying to imagine in November. I don't know, man.
I can't see it.
I'm telling you right now, Call of Duty is going to be number one. Battlefield's going to be on there. Yeah. Uncharted will be on there. Trying to think if there's anything spilling over.
From October?
October, September. Gears will probably last for 2 months. Gears will be on there for 2 months.
You think Dark Souls will make it?
No. Sorry,
no.
Batman will be on there in October.
Yeah.
But it probably won't spill over to November.
I bet it will.
If it does, I'll be happy, but I think there's too much in November, and Batman will have already hit its peak sales, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So November will kind of kill it with, you know, Uncharted, possibly Skyrim, Zelda, Call of Duty, Battlefield... and then you've got to factor in the portable games, because portable games usually sell. I'm sure Nintendo's got...
Star Fox.
Well, Star Fox is already out.
Is it already out?
Yeah, it hit this... Actually, either today or last Sunday.
Really? God, I thought it was like in October.
Yeah, Mario Kart will probably be on that list. The new Super Mario Brothers for the DS.
Yeah, that'll be on
that'll
there.
That'll be on there.
Mario Brothers will beat out Zelda any day.
Not for this one, because 3DS doesn't penetrate it as much as Wii. 3DS will not have enough systems in hand to outsell Zelda, because Zelda, there's too many Wii owners. I'm going to tell you this right now. Every single Wii owner, like me, that's been sitting on our system for a year and a half, will buy Zelda, and we will play Zelda.
Not me.
You'll play it for about 10 minutes.
No, I'll finish this bitch. Okay. Zelda is awesome, dude.
Zelda. I love Zelda 2 as much as the next guy, but even me playing Twilight Princess, you know what I did? I made it all the way to the last dungeon, and I said, fuck this game, and turned it off.
That's not 10 minutes, Drew.
Snap.
I'm not, you know what I fucking mean. All right, here's one big game that everybody's forgetting, and I'm curious to think, what will it do? Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 may penetrate the bottom of the list. Maybe. But only because it's $40 and the entire fighting game community will buy it.
I'm not.
Even if you're sick of what Capcom's doing?
Of course you'll still buy it.
I'm not.
Are you kidding me, dude? Come on.
You know what? You two guys may be the only two in the world that won't buy it. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You know, I know a lot of companies fucking, you know, do shit like that and take advantage of the gamer, but Capcom's taking it too far. I'm not giving them money.
I'm not either. The only Capcom fighting games I would get is if King gives me it for review.
I'll tell you this right now. If I don't get a review copy, I will buy it.
Damn, man.
I don't agree with what they're doing, but literally the price is cheaper than if I bought all the characters DLC.
But that's how they get you, and that's how they're going to continue to take advantage of you.
You know what? Company's been bending me over for years.
Yeah,
and I keep taking
like
it.
This?
Oh, yeah.
Eight months after that game's released, they're releasing another fucking game.
Nintendo just bent everybody over with an $80 price drop on the Nintendo 3DS.
Which is why I didn't buy one.
I'm just saying. And you know what? It's not going to stop anybody from buying one.
But that's
one.
A little different. Because, you know, their system isn't selling as well. So it's kind of like a, hey, we were wrong on the price point. Let's do something different to get, you know, entice more people. This, what Capcom's doing isn't that. The features that should have been in that game should have been in that game, not release them separately for another $40.
Doesn't matter. People still buy it. You're asking me if people will buy it. You're not asking me if I think it's right.
Oh, no. I know you know it's not right. Because anyone with common sense or a bit of a brain knows it's not right. But whether you act on that or not is a whole different factor. You're
voting
part of the problem.
Man.
I can. You know what? I'll be part of the problem all day long. I can't help it. I can't help the fact that I love my games, and I'm not one of those guys that can do the whole boycott thing. I've never been able to do that shit.
I'm not boycotting anything like that. I'm just like, I'm so fucking sick of it. I'm not like, are you kidding me? You're talking to a guy who fucking hates Capcom fighting games because of what they did, yet still sat here and played 20 hours worth of Third Strike Online.
Because I gave it to you.
Well, it's not. What I'm saying is, I'm a fighting game person. I am a huge part of the fighting game community. I may suck at fighting games. I'll admit it right now. But I fucking love them. And
you
I
don't
just,
suck at them, Drew.
Oh, shit.
You know what? You may say that right now, but you know as well as I do that you got pissed off when everybody was defending the Marvel vs. Capcom thing in the fighting game community.
I got fucking hugely pissed off because these people are fucking blind. Either they're just blind or they just are in denial that the fact that Capcom is using them to make fucking money.
Well, every company's using this to make money.
Well, some, obviously. Otherwise they wouldn't. But this is taking it a little too far.
What I'm saying is take a look at other companies. Like me and Mike were talking about the other day. Atlas. Fucking Atlas, they'll give you a game and then fucking, you know what? Fuck it, we're going to give you the fucking soundtrack. We'll give you a fucking art book. You know what? You get this gigantic fucking doll. And you know how much it costs? Absolutely fucking nothing. You know, it's companies like that who treat their customers with fucking respect and you know, give you stuff, and then Capcom is taking away shit out of their fucking games so you could pay for them later
which
on.
Which is weird, because Atlas, you know, is building their loyal fan base, like, doing stuff for them, but Capcom is treating their loyal fan base like fucking dogs, man.
But at the same time, Capcom's revenue is through the roof,
which
and Atlas
makes no sense.
It's
I don't know how people can put up with that.
Here's the problem.
It's mind-boggling.
It's the fact of the matter is Capcom games will sell because Capcom knows how to make a video game.
Yep.
That's the thing about it. As much as I hate to say it, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, for what it was a fantastic game.
Minus, you know, the broken online.
But what I'm saying is, at its core, it was a very good, well-balanced game.
Which is exactly what you got. You got its core. You didn't get what it should be. Now, for $40 and a few months later, you will get what it should have been.
What really pissed us off, what really pissed me off was the fact that Capcom promised, they said, we're going to address these issues. Where you want DLC characters, you got them. You want this, you got it. Spectator mode, we're working on it.
What you get? You get shadow battles.
Yeah, you get to pay for, 99 cents for a fucking shadow battle, and then you pay $10 for two characters that were on the disc.
Yeah, that's treating your customers fucking well. Oh man, if I'm gonna do a business, I'm doing it like Capcom. Bend over, here it comes.
This is coming from the same guy that was gonna buy Fruit Ninja Connect,
and I tried it. I, you know, I love Fruit Ninja, and you're absolutely right, but it's not. They're not.
It's not
totally different, man. You were doing something totally different here. Totally different.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing about it. I mean, I'll fully admit, Capcom knows how to make a fucking fighting game.
If they really want to make it, and not give you just like the what's the word I'm looking for here? Just the bare minimum.
The bare bones.
But at this point, Online Edition is fantastic.
At this point, the cost of Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is actually cheaper than if I'd have bought it all as DLC.
It should have been in the game.
I'm not saying it shouldn't have, but if I'd have paid for all those characters in the DLC, and I'd have paid for all the features in the DLC, it'd have run me $60.
Do you really think they would have charged you for a spectator mode?
Yeah.
Probably.
If they'd have done that, that would have been worse than releasing a new.
But even if you just charge for the characters, it's $60 for the characters, $5 a piece, because that's the standard price.
Wow. So let me ask you this: Would you have been fine with Mortal Kombat coming out and they promised you DLC characters, and then 8 months down the line said, "Well, we're giving you Ultimate Mortal Kombat"?
Yeah, and just release it on disc.
I didn't say I was fine with it. I'm just telling you. And you know what? I'd have bought Ultimate Mortal Kombat too. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just showing you what I'm saying.
You're showing the other side. Which
it's like you're going to the guy and you're pulling down your pants and says, "I don't like this at all, but go ahead and do it."
Pretty much. I mean, I there's not really much I can do about it.
It's
no,
you're
not
about the fucking game.
Well,
I cannot do that. And you know what? You know who that's going to hurt, Drew? Me.
Who?
Me, nobody else.
It's going to hurt you because you're not playing Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And let me tell you something. You're going to play about, I guarantee you, you won't put over 20 hours in that game.
You know what? I spend $60 on games I don't put 5 hours over on.
You know what I mean, though. Fighting games are different.
And see, and that's why I think Capcom is doing this. There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, you cannot buy the game, but one person out of how many ain't going to make big of a difference.
Nope.
So, and they know that. And they know that. And it's
I'm doing this for me.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that game because I don't want to buy it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You're perfectly content with that. But that's not even the conversation we're having here. We were having an MPD conversation.
So, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. It will be in the MPDs probably.
Maybe. I'd have to look at November's releases, but I think the big ones have been hit. And I will be calling you guys out when we see Zelda on the list. Just
okay,
so you know.
You know what? I will fully let you call me out.
Okay. I just want to let you know. Everybody discredits Nintendo's franchises until they hit that MPD, and then boom.
Being the holidays.
When is it coming out?
It's coming out November 20th.
November 20th.
It will steal. It will sell a ton between November 20th.
With the holidays, obviously in November, the holidays coming up, and we and the family. All right. I can see it.
That game comes out the week before Black Friday.
I can see it. I don't know. It can go either way, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
There's just so much shit coming out, dude. Like, you got Uncharted, you got Modern Warfare, you got fucking
Skyrim,
you've got...
I'll tell you this right now.
Batman coming before.
Yeah.
I will piss you off right now. Zelda will outsell Skyrim. It's only on one system as opposed to two. Period.
You know what? I will take you up on that one.
Okay.
I really don't know about that.
Oh my god. If that happens, I feel sad for the video game community.
I don't. Zelda is a fucking phenomenal game, and I can't believe anybody's even worried about it.
And Skyrim is going to be even more fucking awesome.
No, Zelda will be better than Skyrim.
That's
just because
you don't like
you hate Bethesda.
Scrolls.
Doesn't matter. Zelda. Seriously, I can't talk to you new school gamers. I can't.
New school? Are you fucking kidding me?
And you're not playing whatever the fuck.
Are you kidding me? You talking to a guy who beat Ocarina of Time like 20 times.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Zelda Skyrim Sword, or whatever the fuck it's called, Skyward Sword, has been in development for like 5 years. Every time Nintendo takes this long with a Zelda, it's fucking immaculate. this game will be incredible. Period. Don't care.
What Zelda game wasn't incredible?
Majora's Mask. Boom.
I enjoy Majora's Mask.
I enjoyed it, but it wasn't incredible.
Oh, this is fun. Let's think of the other bets we can do.
So, there you go. Call of Duty number one.
Obviously.
Easy.
Yeah.
By like
a million. What do you think number two will be then?
Number two, I'm going to stick with Zelda.
I knew it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stick with either Zelda or
even though it comes out at the end of the month.
Yes. It doesn't matter. 90% of your sales for the month come in the first week that you come out. Period.
This is true. I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
I see Uncharted being down 6 or 7.
Yeah.
It'll still be on there, but it'll be at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I see the Super Mario Brothers game for the 3DS being at 3 or 4. With Mario Kart being in the same vicinity.
What about Battlefield?
Battlefield I see in the middle as well. It could be 5. It could be anywhere from 3 to 5, depending on how well they market it. Because it is the Call of Duty killer, which means it's going to get a lot of advertising. A lot of people are going to buy it because they're curious. It does span 3 systems. So,
do you think Batman will carry over into November?
With everything in November, no. I really don't. As much as I want to, you know, as much as I love that game, and I think it's going to be game of the year, to me, outside of Mortal Kombat, it may not make it into November. If it does, it'll be 10. If it does. But I'm guessing it'll be 12, 13, 14, somewhere around there.
What else? I'm trying to imagine. Like, what else all comes out in October? Because I don't even know what comes out in October.
Dark Souls is October, which that won't make it.
You don't think it'll be in the October NPDs at all?
It'll be at the bottom.
I think number 10.
Well, it depends on what comes out, you know, October.
I think it'll be at the bottom.
I think Dark Souls is going to surprise a lot of people. This is just me, because Demon's Souls was huge and people didn't realize
it. Yeah, I was going to say, when Demon's Souls came out, wasn't that the top of the NPD when it came out?
No. It was one of the best-selling games Atlus ever had, but it wasn't one of the best-selling games.
I could have sworn it was in the top or near the top.
Nope.
All right.
Too many people. It had a lot of. This one will do better because it's not limited. It's 360 and PS3. The last one was PS3 only.
Yeah.
So, but it still managed to get Game of the Year GameSpot, and that's a pretty good accolade, really. And that'll no doubt help sales of this one.
That's one of those games that does deserve a Game of the Year honor. I can see it being a Game of the Year. There's a lot of games that get Game of the Year, not so much. There's another game in October that I think will do well is Rage.
I don't think that will do very well at all.
I think it'll do well.
Got Brink written all over that.
I got news for you, John. No. This game is made by id Software.
That's a take.
This game is made by id Software, not Splash Damage. Period. That's the end of the story.
That would be the case. I don't think it's got what it takes to compete in a Call of Duty / Battlefield dominated market for FPSs.
Well, I mean,
You're asking October. You're asking October.
Yeah, we moved
this
back
is,
a month.
This is different, though. This is open world kind of Fallout-ish.
I know it's sort of Borderland. It's got that Borderland vibe to it, but people have got Borderland. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's got enough clout.
I think it'll be at the bottom of the list. Another game that people are not going to pay attention to that's going to be at the top of the list is NBA 2K12.
I don't know anything about basketball.
Especially with the lockout.
The only way to get basketball is playing it. It'll be at the top. I'm looking at all the stuff that's coming out. There's some good games on here, but there's not huge selling games.
Yeah.
That's why I think Rage will be on there. I think Rage will do well for what it is.
I'll tell you what, I'll put something down. I think Dark Souls will be 6 or lower on the NPDs. I think it'll be as high as number 6.
If it does, that's great for it. I'd be happy for it. I'm very hesitant to say that it's going to show up on the NPDs, especially with Gears spilling over, because Gears will still be on there in October.
Yeah.
Easy.
Gears will probably be 4 or 5.
All right, I'm into November, and I can't think of any other games.
There's not really a whole lot in October, then.
October's got a lot of big releases, but nothing...
Well, Batman's October, right?
Yeah, Batman is a big one.
You think Batman will be number one?
No. As much as I want it to be, I think it'll still be NBA. I hate to say
that.
No,
I think Batman will be... I think Batman will sell by the fucking shitload.
So will NBA, though.
Well, it, yeah, but you, NBA is kind of a limited market because it appeals to Americans and, you know, obviously some people outside of the States, but Batman appeals to everybody.
Well, John, MPD is only America.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Here's, and also, here's, NPD doesn't count, what, Walmart?
It does now.
It does now?
They've changed that. Now, here's a game that we totally forgot about. It will be on the MPDs in November. Saints Row.
Oh.
Yeah. You think it will?
Well. I think it might do well.
Saints Row will show up on the MPDs. Yeah. It's the only GTA-style game this year, and people will eat it alive.
Yeah.
And I even like the look of it, and I wasn't really overstruck with 1 and 2.
Oh, I wasn't either, but holy shit. What's it called? The third? Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
Assassin's Creed will show up on the list.
November, though.
No, I'm talking November now.
Oh, okay. Assassin's Creed and Uncharted 3.
And here's one everybody forgot about. I know you don't like to think about this. Halo.
I was going to say it, but...
I think that will be a waiter. I think that will do well after Christmas.
I think it'll do well during. I think there's too many... There's too many people out there. Yeah. Especially considering you can move those maps over to Reach.
Well, I want to get that game, but with everything that's coming out...
How much is that Halo going to be?
After Christmas.
$40.
It's budget in us, yeah.
That's going to be a big one. I think that'll be four or five.
Need for Speed may show up on there.
No.
In fact, no, Need for Speed won't.
Okay. Hmm.
It's too different, man.
I don't know. People buy it for the name, though.
I mean, I really like to play it. I mean, I think them going back to a story is what I want. But, you know, that's just me.
Well, Need for Speed always sells well. And the only other thing that I can see on here that may make a dent is the Metal Gear Solid Collection. Maybe.
I doubt it, man.
Because it's on both systems. It's November. It's on both systems, so maybe.
It may hit number 10.
Maybe. So, there you go. But it'll be interesting. The big one.
I'll pull this off. I bet you Halo will freaking outsell Battlefield. It'll be higher than Battlefield on the MPDs.
I would not be shocked by that. I really wouldn't. Because Halo is just so big.
Yeah.
It's just so big. Yeah. But I will be coming back to you guys in November for Zelda.
Bring it, man. You just named off so many AAA titles that...
That will fall below Zelda.
He's also just put in his calendar, remember to gloat to guys about Zelda.
John, I don't need a calendar. I have a mental gloating button.
Okay.
I just don't see it, especially like you said.
I don't either.
With all those games you just listed, man, I just don't see it.
You know what? Because you guys don't...
You know what? Maybe somewhere down the line when everything slows down, I think. I don't know.
Zelda will be at the top of the list.
I don't know about that.
He's adamant.
All right, so you're arguing that it's going to be at the top of the list. So if it makes 10, you can't gloat.
Look at you putting stipulations on this.
Oh, yeah, there's a stipulation. I mean,
I've been getting into arguments with people talking about, like, oh, I'm not buying Deus Ex because I'm saving my money to get, you know, the big games coming out this, you know, season. I'm just like, you know, they're saying Uncharted. They're saying, you know, Modern Warfare, Battlefield.
Yep.
I'm not, like, no. You ask anybody, go on Twitter. And just put Twitter poll. Who is going to pick up Zelda the week it comes out?
There you go.
Do you really want me to
bring back the
what? So 45 people can answer. Fuck that. No.
Oh wow. Okay. Thanks. No. That's
45 people answer that fucking thing. It was a waste of my time.
20 of those are me.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Fuck.
I'm just telling you right now. You guys don't. Yes, you can ask your circle of friends if Zelda's going to sell, and you're going to get a result that you're looking for. I'm talking about the world.
All right, let's go door to door.
I follow like 800 something people. I mean, they all
Drew,
got
800
days.
People is like one pubic hair of the world's population.
My
okay?
God! All right, first off, MPDs is just America. Remember?
Okay, it's one pubic hair of America's population. Okay, 800 people don't mean shit. I'm just telling you right now. Just wait till November. I'm telling you.
You ask the average gamer, hey, what are you excited for this November? Zelda will not even come up.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with him on that.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, because you hang out with a lot of gamers, right, K-Dub?
Mm-hmm.
You hang out with me and...
Wow, you just made me sound like the biggest loser in the fucking world.
I'm just saying.
You have one friend.
You have zero friends.
Ouch.
I just deleted you from Facebook.
Oh. Dislike.
Anyway, I got to get to the tweets because this has gone on too long. Just remember, I'll be back in November.
It was a good conversation.
All right. Where was I? I thought I had this stuff on here. Mookie's Groove is offering up a copy of Renegade Ops if anybody wants to go get it. He's got two free
Renegade Ops.
Renegade Ops is the top-down arcade game made by the guys that did Just Cause 2. He's offering it up for Steam if you guys want it, so go hit him up.
Hell yeah.
A big thank you from Shanghai 6 for our shout-outs last week. No problem. Sam in Seattle says, about the new $99 PSP announcement last week, you don't need a PS3 to download PS Store content. You can also use your PC. True for some things, not everything. It even says on the website, can't download this here. So.
Can't download this here.
Not on your PC. What else do we got? Mega Monkey says, I really enjoyed the Deus Ex video review. I really need that game now before fall comes. Yes, you do.
Fall right around the corner.
He also wants to know, fantasy or sci-fi?
Fantasy.
Okay, one at a time, motherfuckers. Otherwise, nobody's going to know what you're saying.
I'm sorry, we don't have a countdown clock for each of us. You know, like, okay, you
can't. K-Dub, fantasy or sci-fi?
Both.
No, motherfucker, it's an or question, not an and.
I can. Fuck you. It's both.
One or the other.
Oh my god!
If you had to pick one.
You really do have a whip now, Jesus.
No, that's the question. People don't want you to go both.
Well, it is both. Fuck. Sci-fi. If I had to pick, dude.
All right. So, Drew.
Fantasy.
And John.
Sci-fi.
Well, I go with sci-fi.
We win.
Fuck you, it's fantasy.
Dragon Age. I'm a Dragon Age fan over a Mass Effect fan.
I'm totally Mass Effect over Dragon Age.
Yeah, me too.
Excuse me.
But that wasn't the question.
Shut up. Sam in Seattle says, Twisted Metal is quite good. I'm surprised at how good it looks and well as well. Just want to let you all know. Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Baby Jaffy for me.
Oh, for God's sakes. What might be one of the greatest Twitter names I've ever seen, Twisted Biscuit D.
Ah, yes.
Says, just wondering, what are your favorite game soundtracks? I've been playing Parodius, and the soundtrack just rocks. Great show, guys. Damn. I'm still a huge fan of the first Metal Gear Solid soundtrack.
I like Metal Gear Solid 4, because it's, what's his name? Harry.
Well, Harry Gregson Williams has been doing them since 2, hasn't he?
I didn't know he'd done 2, I thought he did 3, but I did like 4, but I really do like Mass Effect sound. Well, Mass Effect 2, anyway.
Well, Mass Effect 2 soundtrack is like Deus Ex's soundtrack, isn't it?
Deus Ex is quite good, but I don't know. Metal Gear's really good.
Dragon Age. I like Dragon Age's soundtrack.
There you go.
I like Lost Odyssey had an amazing soundtrack.
Portal 2 soundtrack's pretty good as well.
I'm just waiting on Drew to get pissed.
I'm not getting pissed. I don't give a damn about Portal 2.
You know what? You know what? An old game that had a really great soundtrack that I love was Ridge Racer 4, R4.
Ridge Racer!
They just had some really good tracks on it.
Was it licensed?
No. This was all original Namco music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was about to say, if you want to talk about original soundtracks or, you
licensed
know, the actual, when they started putting songs in them.
If I have to hear Click Click Boom in one more extreme sports game, I'm going to punch somebody.
I know. Dude, every time I think of, like, you know, soundtracks in video games as far as licensed soundtracks, I always go back to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Because of Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. Not just that, but because they didn't realize that the game, it kept just looping the same song over. It never went to a different song. And the first song on the freaking playlist was Goldfinger.
Superman.
Yeah. So I forever have that stuck in my head.
I love that song. It's a great song.
I used to love it until I played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater too many times.
All right. Here you go. You guys want to use the Twitter to gauge what's going to sell? Key134 says, Bethesda, way to win over PS3 owner support. I was going to buy Skyrim when it released, but I've decided I can wait.
I'm pretty sure he's not picking up Skyward Sword instead.
Yeah. You know, suck my dick in November.
What did they do to the
PS3? It's getting DLC a month later. You know, we just talked about that.
Yeah,
news.
I don't pay attention.
I know.
what do we have for you here? Shut up, John!
Michael Futter says, I just saw the time. If I had power and clocks and shit, I would also not be tweeting you this. I'd be on the show. F you, Irene.
Well, at least
can't he use Skype on his iPhone?
Yeah, he can. But it'd probably like kill his battery in like 2 minutes.
He's probably got other worries.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to be on the show. Yeah. He'd be swimming.
Keeping the door stable by pushing himself up against it.
Verk wants to know, are you excited or do you care about Counter-Strike Global Ops?
Nope.
I've never played Counter-Strike, so I can't say that I'm excited about it.
I was actually a pretty deep player of it, God, years ago, but then I realized I can't use a mouse and keyboard for shit.
Fixer shows off his new iPhone case, which is pimp. It's a Game Boy.
Oh, wow.
And it says iPyone. It says iPyone.
Where did he get that?
I don't know. You can ask him.
Where did he get that? Where'd you get that?
Not on the show, fucker.
Well, I just did. Where'd you get that, Fixer?
He can't hear you.
Well, he will later.
Okay. Silfo says, PAX has got me thinking. There should be a GambusCon. What do you think it would be like?
GambusCon? Oh, that's quite clever. Yeah. I think it would be probably... they wouldn't have booths to advertise games. He'd have booths just for the hate that he has for games like Nintendo and Wayne or Fantasy.
What the fuck did you just say?
Wayne or Fantasy. And I think that he'd probably do like keynote and panels, and they'd be about 5 hours long.
Probably. His keynote would definitely be like 5 hours long.
It would be the most awesome and most scary con I've ever been to.
The only thing you would remember about his keynote is that he came out and said, greetings programs, and then he ended it with a chicken. Everything in the middle is just a blur. Grav34 says, hey Zero, still loving Deus Ex, but now I'm stuck on the second boss fight since I'm working on stealth and hacking. Yeah, no shit, dude. God. I can't imagine going that game stealth. I think I'd pull my hair out.
Yeah.
Jerkstore81 says, being that some of you are from Ohio, I gotta mention that I've fallen in love with Hoppin' Frog Brewery. Awesome beer. I don't think I've ever had that. So, I'm gonna look that up.
Hoppin' Frog?
Hoppin' Frog.
Athens, the local brewery down here in Georgia, is called Terrapin.
Interesting.
In England, obviously, we're quite well known for our beers, and the best beer name that you get, like, ales in casks, and there's, like, beer festivals, and the best beer you could probably ever buy is called a Bishop's Finger. I dread to think what it smells like.
Oh, God.
It's true! There is a beer called Bishop's Finger.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What's on the bottle? Is it like a...
It's like a nose with a finger underneath it.
The Pope with two fingers holding them up.
Flicking you off.
Michael Futter is apparently tweeting a lot because he says, today would be much better if Irene didn't tell me I couldn't be on the podcast.
Oh, bless him. We miss him.
GrayF34 says, hey again, I just beat her. Here's the help. The Typhoon Explosive System. It's a badass system. I haven't used that thing yet.
What?
It's a part of your suit. If you play it, you'll see. Anyway. And finally...
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that's with the rocket launchers, isn't it?
Explosive. Awesome. Fixer says, Deus Ex is the shit.
A lot of love for the Deus Ex at the moment.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's been like it's like the start of the AAA games for fall. And that's it.
I think they picked a good time to release it.
Yeah, it's a very good time. Right before the rush, and right at the end of the lull. So, perfect timing. And that's all the tweets. And that's everything, unless we have something else going on.
We do, actually.
Oh, good.
I because I was so nice, I went and checked the Canadian iTunes store. we actually have a Canadian review.
Sweet. Is there just one review on the Canadian store?
No, actually, we've got a decent amount. 13 ratings on the Canadian store.
We're awesome. Digging other countries now because we can't get enough.
No one will post on the US or UK one.
Well, I don't want to, you know, leave out our friends from Canada.
Oh, absolutely not.
And because they took time out of their day to write a review for us. So this is a 5-star review from Oddhead.
Bodes well.
It's titled, Great Time Waster When You're Murdering Baby Seals.
What?
Okay.
It says, not the best podcast, but still one fine show. I like it because these guys seem like a couple of regular guys just sitting in a basement talking about games, and that's kind of the truth. Except it's not the truth. The truth is I murder baby seals. Puzzle Quest.
Well, at least he listens to the show and he got the Puzzle Quest reference.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. It's funnier than most of the shit we do every week, and we don't even write our own jokes.
No. We need to kill our writer, dude.
Well, that's good, because then we wouldn't kill anybody.
This is all ad lib.
That's why it's not funny, John.
Yep. Well, speak for yourself.
We're just not funny people.
I'm
going back to the U.S. one, too.
Is there something on there?
There is, actually.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going to leave me hanging.
No, I'm bringing it up. Right. Now, I believe this person already wrote a review, but I think he edited it. It's from Rowdy Maine.
I said that sounds familiar.
Yeah, we've had him before.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
Speak for yourself.
And it's titled Arnold in Batman.
Everybody freeze.
Actually, what he wrote in here, he says, everybody chill.
Chill out.
Oh, dear, you got it wrong.
Everybody freeze.
Everyone freeze. Everybody freeze sounds better.
And that's it. I'm not checking, like, Mexico and stuff.
Yes. That's not nice. Yes, our friend south of the border might like the show.
You know what? You guys go ahead and keep doing your stuff. I'm going to check Mexico.
Okay. Do we want to give Gambus a shout-out?
If you think you can remember them besides Johnny Millennium.
They're the only two I can remember is Johnny Millennium, who I still, week after week, you know, strongly believe doesn't actually exist or is Gambus' alter ego.
That's his imaginary friend.
His superhero name. obviously, the guys over at Front Towards Gamer, they are real, and they are our friends. So if you want to go visit a great site similar to ours and listen to a podcast, then give them a shout. Give them a check out.
And also the Red Sun Gamer. If I can get through it. The Red Sun Gamer.
Yeah.
We're good DJ friends with old DJ over there.
Yeah.
If you want your Japanese gaming fixed, that's where you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Shout out to the East Coast listeners. Hope everyone's safe.
Oh, I thought you were like being gangster or something.
No.
Like, shout to the East Coast.
Hopefully everyone made it through Irene. I'm glad Michael's all right. Hopefully everyone else is.
Well, I heard on the news just before starting the podcast that apparently it's starting to die down, so fingers crossed it'll continue that trend and you guys will all be safe and able to listen to the podcast tomorrow.
Yes, because
with your energy back on.
Without power, you can't listen to us.
Nope.
So. We had a hurricane here and shut the podcast down.
Yeah, that was Peterson's fault.
That was Peterson's fault?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nasty mouth.
With his nasty mouth.
God smited him.
Yeah.
Called down the thunder.
Called down the winds of doom.
The winds of doom are changing.
So, yeah, hopefully everyone's safe.
Everybody freeze.
Everyone chill.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Do you have any reviews from Mexico? I'm running out of dead air.
I do not have any. It says, no hemos recibido
Sufense, whatever. I can't read that.
You got a terrible Mexican accent.
You have a terrible Southern accent.
Okay.
You got a terrible Mexican accent.
John
does have a terrible British accent. He's over there like, what's up, Governor? Tip, tip, cheerio.
Fuck off.
Fuck about, John. What are you fuck talking about?
Fuck about, yeah. Fuck about.
Fuck about. You fucking wankers.
I do not sound like that.
It's you exactly, do say fuck about a lot, though. You,
it's, you like, it's, about. A, it's all you fucking say. Blah, 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 spotted dick.
You bastard.
Getting my taxes back.
Wow, you sound like Russell Brand.
Oh, God.
Everybody says I sound like Russell Brand when I do a British accent.
Well, you did. You sounded just like him.
So you sounded like a douche?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll agree with that. I don't like him that much.
I like his wife's boobies.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, okay.
Okay, that's a little uncomfortable, but thank you.
Oh, dear.
Well, okay, I think I'm done. I'm spent. So I guess that's the end. So chicken.
I'm not doing it.
I think K-Dub should, because he's not been on in a while. It's probably gonna be about another 4 months before he appears again.
Hey.
So
hey, you're probably right.
What?
You're probably right. Oh, I'm not gonna do it.
Oh, fucker!
No. My God, what are you scared of?
Well, do it. Are we ready then? We all done?
Are you gonna do big cock?
You know, maybe after I've done the podcast.
Whoa.
Okay.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
It's me, Mario.
Zero dollar.
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
Oh, I always been angry.
Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed!
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.